This is the homily for Monday, March 29th. This is the Monday of Holy Week. Yesterday, with Palm Sunday, we entered the most special and most sacred time of the church year. Yesterday, at the noon Mass, I presided and preached about what this very special, very sacred time means for disciples of Jesus. And I'd like to share with you today those same thoughts. So please be understanding if we do not specifically reflect on today's scriptures, but I do hope and think we will be reflecting on where these scriptural texts want to take us. They want to take us to the foot of the cross. So here are my thoughts from yesterday. As we enter Holy Week, we hear the Passion of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. On Good Friday, we will hear the Passion in the Gospel of John. Here, at the foot of the cross, we are standing at the very source of Christian faith. Our faith began with people who had known Jesus, remembering his last days. They gathered not so much to be reminded of past events, but they gathered to let themselves be called to faith, called to the same faith they saw in Jesus in those last days. And like them, we gather to let ourselves be called to the same faith, to the same faith as Jesus had. Jesus had preached a faith whose model, especially in Mark's gospel, whose model was the little child. In that child's helplessness, Jesus saw the model of our utter dependence on God. In the Passion, he will become helpless, unhelped by the religious establishment, unhelped by politicians sworn to do justice, unhelped by friends and chosen disciples, and even unhelped by the disciple Jesus thought could be a leader. Helpless and afraid, yet in faith and trust, Jesus goes to his death. We come to Jesus' Passion, recognizing our deep need to grow in his faith in God. We may not be mere listeners or onlookers. We must become people who want to walk the way of the cross in the same faith Jesus had. We must become people who want to walk the way of the cross, not just in church ritual, but in actual life. We read the Passion according to Mark. He gives us an especially unvarnished account of Jesus' last days. He's unsparing in how he treats those who think they have some kind of religious claim on God, whether as observant Jew or as chosen disciple of Jesus. They are the first to curse Jesus and abandon him. Mark tells the story of the young disciple who wants to follow Jesus. When he feels threatened, he abandons Jesus with such haste that he leaves in the hands of his captors the linen garment that clothed him. He runs away naked. He is Mark's clear image of the disciple who runs from the cross. We need to reflect on our faith and our discipleship. Do we run from the cross? For Mark, the light that begins to shine in this darkness comes from unlikely sources. The light comes from those people we see as contemptible. There's Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin that had voted to condemn Jesus to death. He approaches Pilate for Jesus' body. Joseph is moving toward faith. And then there's the Roman centurion, the man who supervised Jesus' execution. He comes to grasp Jesus' true identity, his executioner. He says, "Truly, this is the Son of God." The faith we come to at the foot of the cross destroys the illusions we have about ourselves, but it also creates new dreams for us. It exposes to honest light our fear of selfless love. We fear the call to a love that forgives the betrayal of friends and blesses enemies. We fear the call to a love that lets itself be struck, stripped, and nailed. And we fear the call to a love that entrusts itself over to death. Somehow, Jesus' passion and death must become gospel, good news for us. And for that good news to reach into our hearts, we must let God work some deep changes in us. There's no alternative. Only God's Spirit can make us feel at home with Jesus' faith and selfless love. Only God's Spirit can make the cross of Jesus Christ something in which we glory. The passion of Jesus returns us to the faith of that little child. It's a humble faith that acknowledges our utter dependence on God to be a real disciple of Jesus. And the passion of Jesus returns us to the memory of Bishop Oscar Romero, whose martyrdom in 1980 we remembered on March 24th. I'd like to conclude with words from this witness, this martyr, to the cross of Jesus Christ. So please listen closely to this bishop's words. "We have never preached violence, except the violence of love, which left Jesus nailed to a cross. the violence that we must do to ourselves to overcome our selfishness and such cruel inequalities among us. The violence we preach is not the violence of the sword, the violence of hatred. It is the violence of love, of brotherhood, the violence that wills to beat weapons into sickles for work. And so we conclude with the prayer of the church. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.